Shop our nation's secrets, see a drop, I guess. The CIA is selling out to Amazon.com, or kind of. The popular internet shopping website winning a bid to set up cloud computing for the spy agency. Anyone see a little problem here? Classified intelligence floating, I guess, in a cloud hosted by Amazon.com. Monica Crowley does. She's joined by Sasha Burns and Matt Welch. Monica, what do you make of this?
Well, I'm all for the private sector. Private sector almost always does things better and more efficiently than the government sector. So I'm all for private contracting. But the added dimension here, which gives us a little bit more complexity and makes it a little more tricky, is the fact that we're dealing with national security secrets. So when
but if you get prime shipping, if you're a prime customer, you really...
Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Yes, which I totally am. So I'm psyched. So I will
Your secrets will be expedited
basis, right, which you don't have to pay extra for,
I
guess.
No,
Look, you got to make sure if the government is doing subcontracting out to private contractors that every single company is vetted and every single person who is going to have their fingerprints on such a highly sensitive program like this has got to be vetted and has to be sworn to uphold our nation's secrets. It is a big risk, but you know what, Neil? We run that risk anyway because we've had plenty, over the course of our history, plenty of government workers leak highly classified secrets. So you're running a risk anyway.
True enough.
The bigger the problem,
but
the,
they
the bigger the program,
like
the more
Amazon.
People involved and the bigger risks you run.
All right. Sasha, what do you make of this?
I think the problem is trying to keep up with technology and where it's going. I think, Monica, you're absolutely, well, for one thing, we've always outsourced. I mean, the Pentagon does not build a C-130, right? You have to outsource.
But I've never seen them put it up for sale on Amazon. You know what I mean?
Well, Amazon
Maybe they have.
They're getting into it, you know? I mean, it's
sufficient.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in business for them. But it is about protecting the information. But is it a government worker? It hasn't been outsourcing that led to what we have going on this week. So, you know, I think
that's
about...
a very good, no, that's an excellent point. Outsourcing isn't the problem, just the people who has
clearances
taking it.
And
1.4 million do, Matt. But the bottom line here is, are we cheapening this whole thing by essentially retailing it?
I don't think so. I mean, the question for me isn't necessarily outsourcing versus doing all of this in-house. The question is, how much secret stuff should the government be doing? Are we really sifting through 1 billion records a day, which is a number I've seen tossed out today, which is kind of insane to contemplate? We have an overclassification problem. We have an over-secrecy problem. We have a surveillance, over-surveillance problem in this country. So the more that you do this, the more you're going to have all kinds of people who have access to these records that you're going to need to vet. And so I think instead of focusing over much on, oh, my God, it's Amazon or it's eBay or who knows it's maybe we shouldn't be doing so many secret things in the first place.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I tell you, I always get exactly what I want from Amazon, and I am a customer. Anyway, what do you think of where this goes, Mike? Would this and these latest developments put a halt on that anyway, or no?
Well, remember that Edward Snowden was a defense contractor, NSA contractor. So
that's
he
right.
wasn't even working for the government. He was a contractor, which
and
means
he had this access.
Which means the laws that apply to him may be slightly different, maybe not. We don't know. There's still so much uncertainty about him. But I do think that the more we grow the surveillance state, the bigger government gets, the more secrecy
we have.
That
was the Patriot Act. Maybe it went out of control.
Look, as a national security person, I do believe that the government should have secrets. I mean, you can't just...
But when Bush was pushing this...
You can't run national security in a totally open environment.
Maybe he went too far.
Well, I don't think so. I think that the threat context requires a lot of secrecy. But the question is, where's that fine line? And if you're subcontracting out to private sector groups and businesses and so on, then you're opening it up to a whole other set of people that have to then be sworn in and vetted and so on. So it's a whole new layer of complexity.
All right. We're going to have all of you back a little bit. In the meantime, they're still, well, spinning their wheels in Staten Island, just trying to get help. But a $500 million Ferris wheel in Staten Island to throw more sand in their face? Oh, boy. We'll be right back.